This is in the papers. I thought we'll see the very first one.
Ready. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to the August 13th Code Enforcement Board meeting. Would our code officers please come forward and be sworn in?
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
All right, here's our procedure. We will be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys present, we will hear those cases first. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you're not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic. The board hears from the code officers first, and then you will be given the opportunity to respond. Please direct all responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify following the same procedure. All right. Now, I see a couple.
Madam Chair, we may want to do the roll call and the approval of the minutes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I skipped over the roll call. Oh, I just went right to start. I must be in a hurry. I'm in a hurry today. Okay, let's have a roll call.
All righty. Mrs. Himes?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
And Ms. Kundig?
Here.
And Mr. Sino is here as well.
Okay. Now, approval of the 2015 July meeting minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes?
Yes.
Sure. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
No.
All right. And would someone like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Make a motion.
Mr. Smart makes second. Motion. Second for Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion passes. Does any member of the board need to disclose any ex parte communications?
No.
Okay. Madam Secretary, do we have any announcements?
Yes, ma'am. We do have one case that is in compliance that's not reflected on the agenda.
Okay.
Item number 11, CEB 081540, Jeffrey Clayton and Gregory Nugent.
Nugent,
for
okay.
221 Taylor's in compliance as of August 12th, 2015.
Good. Thank you.
My last name is...
Oh, it is? Okay.
Where?
I guess we have it backwards. It's Clayton
okay.
Jeffrey.
Well, okay. Okay. All right. That'll be corrected.
In compliance.
It's in compliance.
It's in compliance.
Do I need to hear it?
No. We're not going to hear it. There's nothing to hear.
In compliance.
It's in You're compliance.
Good.
You're all set.
Have a good day.
Okay. Now, I know there are a couple of attorneys present, right? That case number?
We're number five.
Okay. We'll do our lien review first, and then we'll call you up so you can get out of here. Okay. All right, let's lien review, which is case number CEB 0610-131, 900 Vernon Street, Constant McMillan and Julius Funches. Is the respondent present? Okay. You please come forward and state your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
Good morning. I'm Connie McMillan. My permanent address is 536 White Street in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Can you raise your right hand, please, ma'am? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you a chance to respond. Okay. Mr. Jackson.
Yes.
Good morning.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. This is before you for a lien review. The property is, as indicated, is in compliance. It was something that, as you saw, happened back in 2010. Compliance date was early 2011. From the lien that was imposed, the staff has concluded at a $25 per day fine that we must have thought it was something that would be remedied, or we would probably have been a little more significant with the fine. So the staff is only asking for administrative costs. Was one of the prior co-inspectors who handled the case, so he's not really available. But the staff is requesting a $600 fine. Reduction to $600. Yes.
Okay. Ms. McMillan, would you like to come up and tell us about your request?
Okay, I guess this is where I say something.
Yes, if you want to.
I actually forgot about it. You know, it happened during the time when I lost a job, and so I couldn't repair it. And as soon as I got it repaired, I guess I was supposed to let the city know that I repaired it, and I didn't do that.
Okay.
In time.
Okay. You own the property now? Is the property occupied?
No, it's not occupied, my brother and I still own it.
Okay.
These fines got, I mean, the staff obviously knew about it since there's an affidavit of compliance in 2011.
Okay.
So are these fines accumulated prior to 2011?
No, these fines are reflecting with the stoppage of 331-2011. As you could imagine, this bill was accruing interest, so you see you do have a large interest amount on top of the fine that took it to $6,000 plus.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Do I have any other comments from the board?
Ms. McMillan, are you saying that when you did bring it into compliance that you didn't know you should have let them know?
Obviously, it's been a long time, and right now I'm having trouble remembering what I had for breakfast yesterday. So to be honest with you, that's so long ago, Ms. Himes, that I really can't remember. Obviously, they knew that it was in compliance in 2011, so I just needed to pay the fine.
All right, so it was in compliance. So when did the fine ran through?
You take the September 9th. Through March 31st, $23, $25 a day, it's
$5,075.
Right. That's where the fine came. The $1,000 is the interest.
Right. Okay, I see March. Okay. All right. Any other comments?
Just remember, we need 4 votes to pass this.
The chair will entertain a motion to reduce the amount of the lien to $600, subject to being paid within 30 days, or the fine will revert to the original amount. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smart. Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of second. Would anyone else like to make a motion?
I'd like to ask you again, what is your recommendation?
That's what they recommended, was the $600.
That is your recommendation.
Yes, the recommendation is $600.
Can we do a motion over again, please?
Can you make the
motion? I would make the motion that we
reduce.
That she is going to pay the $600 approximately to clear this situation.
All right, there's a motion to reduce the lien amount to $600. Subject to being paid within 30 days, or the fine will revert to the original amount. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
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 Like sign.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. 4-1. Okay. So you get with Ms. Hampton and to pay the fine. We've got 4-1. 1-2. Yeah. Okay. All right. We can move on now. And we're going to go to, if we look at case number one, that's in compliance. So we're finished with that case. And then we'll go straight to case number 5. All right. Case number CEB07-15-33, Seabreeze A1A LLC. Do we have attorneys present or respondents present? Please come forward.
What is this case?
Just state your name and address for the record, please.
Okay, I'm Chelsea Anderson. I'm with Cobb Cole at 149 South Ridgewood Avenue.
And you're representing the owner?
The property owner, Seabreeze A1A LLC.
Okay, we'll hear from Code staff first, and then you may
sure.
have the mic. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. This case is before you for imposition of a fine. I've had communication with Mr. Merrill. He informed me, and staff's confirmed that he's been talking with staff and handling this matter on behalf of the respondents. We have a couple of things that we need to happen. We have graffiti out there, rubbish and garbage, but they're working on a full project that, the best I know of, my last conversation, they were anticipating ultimately will result probably in demolition. But at this point, they're working on a project that involves the city staff. And so they're asking for additional time. I'm sure they can explain it better than I'm explaining right now. But they're asking for additional time, and based on the conversation they've had with staff and had with Mr. Garcia, the city is agreeing to allow them the additional time to submit the plans necessary for stormwater runoff and things like that they have to submit.
What is the ultimate goal of the giving them more time to do what?
Well, I may have spoke ahead or out of turn, so I'll let them explain that.
All right.
I encourage you to ask those questions. But and I'm looking over at Mr. Garcia because we just only had a brief conversation of what his conversation was with them. So I'll tend to Mr. Garcia for any other questions of staff as well. But the request is, I believe, for the next cutoff. And so, okay, well, that's even different. So I'll tend to Mr. Garcia.
Of course, the next meeting, and when do you want to bring it back for action?
Mr. Garcia.
Okay. Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the board. I've been in contact with them as well as Officer Inspector Reckonzone, and what we're going to do is we would like to do is amend to the next cutoff. They will come in the next cutoff and bring us a progress report. They have submitted plans to the planning department in order to get approval for the demolition, which is ultimately what we're looking to have done with this building. They are in agreement that they will maintain the property as far as the trash and the debris. They've removed part of the graffiti, so that's going to continue today. We're going to go out and confirm that that's been done. So in the interim, the agreement is maintain the building as far as graffiti free, keep the trash and debris out until all the plans have been submitted to the planning board and approval from them so that they can do the demolition. Hopefully within the next 30 days they'll be able to come to us with an exact plan and say this is where they're going to be at and how long it'll take for them to demo the building.
Okay, but the complaint is graffiti, rubbish, and garbage. Has the graffiti, rubbish, and garbage been eliminated?
Yes.
It kind of was done last night. Some of the pictures that you see.
Right, we haven't been out there to inspect it yet.
From yesterday morning.
Because if it's been done, we're through. We don't need a progress report. We're not involved with the demolition. Either they picked the garbage up and they got rid of the graffiti, or they didn't.
You know, do I recall from the last meeting that there were police issues, transients were breaking in,
yes.
The trespass arrest warrant had been issued for the building? Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. It is on the trespass arrest site.
Okay.
They do have issues with securing the building, which I've talked to them about also.
Is the building secure?
As of yesterday, it was not.
But that isn't on this complaint.
No, that was an issue that happened afterwards.
Madam Chair, may I try to intervene to save time for you?
Does staff have anything else that they'd like to say? Okay, go ahead, Mr. Merrill.
And Rob Merrill, for the record, with Cobb Cole. Chelsea's taking care of this case, but I just want to intervene for Neil's sake. You know, ultimately, taking this building down is the resolution of all these little nuisance problems, Neil. And that's what the folks that own this property want to do. It's been a nuisance for them, you know, to try to deal with this graffiti that pops up every couple of weeks and the trash, et cetera. You know, they want to do a project, and we're working on doing the project for him. We're waiting on things like the surveyor to finish his thing because things are getting busy now, so surveys take longer. But we're going to get that done in the next 30 days. We'll be able to get back. I think it's important to have a progress report so you guys know that we're going through the zoning process and that there's going to be a project here. Because the reason why they haven't just demolished it already is because it's a non-conforming building. It's right up on the curb, which is non-conforming. But that's where it should be anyway. So as we go through this PD process, which you guys have seen this happen before, it's going to get them what they want in terms of the process and the ultimate project. And that way you guys will know this building's coming down. You don't have to worry about this anymore.
Okay, so. I'm not nitpicking, but I mean... The complaint is graffiti, rubbish, and garbage.
We fix that.
If that's done, we're done.
Well, but it'll come back, Neil. That's the reason why. No. The reason why it won't come back is we'll tear the building down.
So I guess we have a continuing recurring nuisance,
right.
of
that's the problem.
Trash.
Okay. It's recurring.
It doesn't seem to stop until they remedy, and
right.
The ultimate remedy is this demolition.
Okay. So we don't want to bounce back and forth every other meeting with you
right.
guys saying whether the trash was cleaned up or not, you know.
As far as a progress report goes, if you started it next month, when would you assume that you'd have a compliance?
Well, from a compliance standpoint, it will be a progress report about going through the process. We still have to go through the TRT process with the city planning staff.
So it's going to be several months.
Several months,
least.
Exactly. To get approval, because we've
right.
got to go to the planning board and the city commission for two readings of this thing,
so
too.
So your first intention is to demolish the building?
The first intention is to get the TRT process done so all of the technical staff folks at the city are okay with what we want to do in terms of our building plans. Planning board, two readings of the city commission, approval, so we know what we can do, take the building down. Because the building coming down gives us the approval to build in the future, whereas now that building is a grandfathered building. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reasoning. But in the meantime, which is important, I didn't mention this, but in the meantime, these guys need to keep painting over that graffiti, and or we have successfully gotten a warrant, what they call, I don't know the name of it, but it's a trespass warrant that allows the police to go out there and grab those kids
absolutely.
when they're putting the graffiti up instead of having to do a warrant and all that other business.
Okay.
So.
There are other questions from the board? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance. We'll allow respondent, until the next cutoff date to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Until compliance is achieved, and the board further orders a monthly progress report beginning next month.
If I can just clarify one.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you may have said compliance in the next 30 days, and what we're asking for is compliance at least in the next 60 days,
60
and then we'll
days.
Seek to
okay.
extend it
all
another
right.
time.
So
if
allow
necessary.
The respondent until the yeah, when is that?
The October meeting cutoff day is September 30th.
All right, so until September 30th to come into compliance.
Meeting date would be October 8th.
All right, meeting date is October 8th. And then a monthly progress report beginning next month.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is there such a motion?
So second.
Motion by Mrs. Heim, second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
Thanks, everybody.
So we'll see you next month.
Thank you all.
Okay. All right. Let's move back then to case number 2, CEB 07-15-30, Nathaniel and Roberta Wilson. Respondent present? No? All right. We'll hear from staff.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this case is before you for imposition of a fine. I think the inspector may have explained a little bit in the past. This case is cited for no permit. It has an expired permit, outside storage, parking, and yard junk vehicles. The parking and yard and junk vehicles has been corrected. The issue of the no permit is the principal issue. This actually is a situation where a construction project that's been going on since, I had a date here, but a very long time, I don't see my, since 2007. And the permit is since expired. Nothing seems to be lighting a fire to get a remedy here. The staff is requesting, there's been no application for permit, and as you, it's still incomplete construction and it's been that way for years. The staff is requesting a fine of $500 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Any questions?
Are we in contact with these people at all?
They were here last month, correct?
Yes. Yes, they were. The vehicles and the debris were moved, but the permit is still, they still don't have a permit for the building. They're going to have to submit all new plans and bring it, the entire building up to code at this point because it's been expired for so long.
And you would doubt that they will really do that? I mean, it's been since 2007.
Well, I think the report is that there's nothing that's indicated that they've done it or started working on it at this point.
Correct.
Thank you.
At the last meeting, the daughter was here and her father.
Son.
Her parents owned the place. And they claimed they weren't aware of some of these things. They became aware of it at the last meeting. What happened?
That's, I guess, left for them.
Well, I mean, if you look at the pictures, I don't know how you could not be aware of what's going on. That's, they were noticed properly. Right?
Yes, yeah. Like they were.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Mr. Smart?
No, just that Mr. Wilson said that he was unaware they couldn't have the boats in the yard.
Right.
And he couldn't understand why he couldn't keep the dumpster there.
Right.
But there's been no progress throughout this entire month.
Right. I mean, this was spelled out to him at the last meeting.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else? The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $500 per day against the respondent effective today and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. A motion by Mr. Smart and a second by Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. All right, moving on to case number 3, CEB 07-15-31, Lillian Day. Address is 945 Redwood Street. Is the respondent present?
Okay.
Please come forward. Or maybe we can bring a mic over there, okay, if she wants to testify. Whoever is
testifying. This one's working.
Both are you going to be speaking for her?
You can speak
for her. Okay. You can come up if you'd like. Okay.
Just get your name and
please state your name and address for the record and your relationship to the owner.
My name is Sylvia Day, and I'm married to her son. And he sent me to bring her for the property on Redwood. And he wanted to me to tell him that he's been worked.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Raise your right hand, please.
You
swear or affirm that the testimony
you're
about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you a chance to tell us what you want to tell us. Mr. Jackson.
The report I have is that the property, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector, the regular inspector is John Stinson, who is not here today, and but it's been followed up, and Mr. Reckonzone has been advised of the status of the case. But the last report I have is that the property remains in noncompliance, and the staff is requesting a fine of $300 per day to a maximum of $15,000. But I will tender Mr. Reckonzone for any further information.
Okay. Mr. Reckonzone.
Since the last state, they actually now have junk vehicles on property.
In addition?
In addition.
Okay.
To the rest of the complaints that were filed.
Okay.
Who brought this up? This
is John Stenson's case.
No, it was notified in March.
March.
Was there a neighbor to notify this? Or
the complaint?
Yeah.
I have no idea who the complaint was.
I believe it's a tenant complaint.
Tenant complaint?
Yes.
This is a rental?
Yes. Yes, it was conditioned inside and out.
Is it is the building still occupied?
No, sir.
It wasn't last time you said
at the time it was occupied.
At the time you got the notice, it was occupied.
Yeah, it was okay. Occupied, and the people that lived that they rented to her really demolished the house, and he had to go through all kind of thing, all kind of paperwork to get them removed from the property, and finally. He got them out of the property after he paid money to get them out. So then he had to come in and start repairing the property. Mm-hmm. So that's probably when the tenant was complaining when the people was in the house. So now he has them out, and he has proceeded to fixing the inside of the house, where he did quite a bit of the fixing to help her out with the house. But he's still going to have to do a few more repairs, so that's why he was asking for more time in order to do this.
Are you talking about your husband?
I'm talking about my husband. Uh-huh. He's been helping his mother.
Uh-huh. Right.
Trying to get the house in standard. So that's what's been going on.
So what has been accomplished?
Well, they really messed the inside up. He went in. He had to have the wall took out. He had to replace the wall. He had to replace the toilet. He had to do the tub. Then in the other room, it was holes. So it was quite a bit that the client, the people that lived in the house, did to the house. So.
How long has your mother-in-law owned the building?
She owned the building ever since she was young, because she raised her kids up in the house, so she's been owning the building for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, staff reports that it's been a problem for about a decade at least. But again, they're not speaking to whatever is big
exactly.
Reference up today.
Okay.
Did I hear the inspector say there were vehicles or something?
Additional.
More rubbish there.
He said there were now another junk vehicle there?
Yes. Now there's a white van there with improper tags. Realistically, how long is it going to take you to get this into compliance?
Well, he just sent me to ask for more time in the white vehicle, which is the van that's there. That belongs to my husband, and they had to move it. And what's going on with it is it got broke down when he was moving it, so they had to push it there in order to move it, but that's not a problem of the van being moved. So
we understand, but the van has to be registered.
Yeah, I understand that. See, what it was, it was at a mechanic to fix it. Mm-hmm. And what happened was the mechanic closed down, and then they told him they contacted him that he had to remove the vehicle from the mechanic because he didn't know the mechanic had done closed down and gone. So when he finally got it, then they moved it, and that's how it got there, because he was working on it to try to bring it up to par, and then it went down. So that's how the, but that's not a problem.
back
of
to
moving
my,
that.
Back
I,
to
have,
my
I have a question for you, Mr. Okay. Jackson. A lot of this work looks like it needs permitting. Is that true? I mean, I'm not an expert, but do you?
For the inspectors?
Yeah.
But I guess the part of that would be what their intent is as far as the property as well. I mean, is it? Y'all were renting it out. Can
you continue renting it? Yes, he's trying to go ahead on and bring the property up to proper where people can live, somebody can live in it. And I guess that's what he's going to do is rent it to somebody that that'll take care of your property because that's what's been going on.
Do you have a permit?
Well, the issue, if indeed it's going to be rental property, is that he has to have a licensed contract.
A BTR, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And now he's doing all the work, and that's a problem. So, you know, I think the question that Mr. Harrington, I guess, asked is the question for both this lady as well as her husband. You know, are they realistic in what their plans are and the cost of what it's going to take? You know, obviously that's their own determinations and own decisions, but you need to recognize that the improvements or the repairs that's necessary, you know, cleanup, I guess it's cleanup, and you can talk with the inspectors about that.
Okay.
But repairs would need to be done by a licensed contractor.
Okay.
We're faced here.
Wait a minute. Look, go ahead.
Mr. Jackson, I think here, too, because he's the last time he was saying that, I don't think it was clarified that for rental property, you must have a licensed contractor, a person doing it.
Okay.
You're not going in and put in a tub or a commode. You must be a licensed plumber.
Okay.
If Dad says rental property, and that's what you have to do with rental property, I'm sure that the inspector can really give you more details on everything you need. The cleaning up around there, which needs to be done, and the removal of the van can be done by you, but the other will have to be done.
Okay.
My question again is, realistically, when will you... do you project this to be done? Getting permits and getting contractors? Because we're faced here, we give you a fine of $300 a day. I you know, if it goes on for two more years, it's another thing. You've got to give us something here that says we shouldn't fine you.
Well, sir, I don't know. I can't say that the people that was doing this was people that was brought in to do this, because I wasn't there. So that's what I'm saying. My husband went and got the people. So he's the only one that can give you that, you know, definitely. But all I know is he said that he just told me to come and ask y'all for more time because that. And far as renting the place, I know when he rented for the people that the last went in, they tore the house up so bad. Until I don't know if they're going to do it as a rental. I don't know. So you're asking me questions. All I know is he just sent me, you know, to help her, saying that she need more time. Now, if you brought it to his attention last time that it had to be done by contractors or someone that has the license to do it, he would have to be the one to tell you that, because I didn't get the ones. I didn't get the people. So all I know is he said he's having it, you know.
It's really not up to us as the board to tell you how to go about bringing your house into compliance. You can ask the code officer what you need to do, and he can tell you what you need to do.
Okay.
What I would like to ask Mr. Reckonzone, if he knows this, is what's been done since last month?
It's actually gotten worse. With the junk vehicle and the garbage in the backyard, it is actually worse. In the letter that was sent to them, it says at the bottom, in the remedy, that a licensed contractor shall be obtained and required permits and perform all work required on the property.
And that's the letter dated February 5th, 2015.
Okay.
All right. Do we have any further discussion from the board? My concern is that nothing's been done. There's not much. There's no movement towards getting anything done. The property is in terrible condition. I don't even know that one tenant could do all of that damage. So I think I would like to entertain a motion to impose a fine of $300 per day against the respondent effective today, August 16th, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Now, I have a question, if I'm allowed.
I've got a motion here that I need to take care of. August 13th. Effective August 13th. Yeah, okay. All right, I have a motion by Mrs. Himes. Do I have a second?
I'd like to.
Do I have a second? Motion fails. All right, let's.
I would like to continue on the motion to fine, but reduce the fine to $100 a day, perhaps. I just see $300 a day just going nowhere. I don't know that they can afford to pay. That's not my judgment, but yes, I'm just. You can't hear?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I just lean too far back. That's all.
You want to make the same?
I want to make the same motion, but with $100 a day fine.
All right, there's a. Go ahead. Let's have discussion of this motion.
What does the staff say? What is their recommendation?
Their recommendation was $300 a day up to $15,000.
The motion failed.
And that motion failed. So Mr. Harrington's now making a motion of $100 a day up to $15,000. Do I have a second for that?
I second.
Second for Mr. Smart. All in favor, say aye.
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 Likes, not opposed. I like the sign opposed.
Anyone opposed?
I did.
Mr. Jones. Motion carries.
41.
All right, so we have imposed a fine on you of $100 a day until you reach compliance. You may get with Mr. Reckonzone to see what you need to do to come into compliance.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's the end of that case. All right. We will go to case number 4, CEB 07-15-32. Carmen Morrison at 315 North Seneca Street is the respondent present.
No.
All right, so let's hear from staff, please.
This case is before you for imposition of a fine. We're talking about the property at 315 North Seneca Street. The inspector is John Stinson in this case. Again, Mr. Stinson's not here, but he's advised Mr. Reckonzone, who's followed up on the issues regarding the violation. The request is that this case be amended to the next cutoff, that the respondent is working on compliance. They have been working in the perspective of the inspector is that they're working in good faith, and he's asking for you to allow him to next cutoff to get it completed.
So, can you tell us what has been accomplished?
I'll probably need Mr. Reckonzone, and
okay.
If I can have just a moment.
Okay.
Please, right now.
Cliff, I'm sorry.
Can you tell us what Cliff, what's been accomplished on this property at 315 North Seneca?
Sorry, I have any in my mind.
And it's still vacant, correct?
Yes, it's. There's still been no contact. The city is cutting the grass.
Mm. All right, now we're at 315 North Seneca, vacant
no
property.
No trespass signs have been put up by somebody. Unpermitted demolition of the access structure, a stop work order.
Case four.
Oh. Is that the right case?
Yeah. No, no, no. And these are Mr. Stenson's cases, and Mr. Reckonzone is just taking over for Mr. Stenson right now.
Yeah, some clarification. I do have some notes, which I think Mr. Reckonzone was reading them a little differently. But the notes from Mr. Stenson says that they've applied for demo permit. Was applied for on August 4th, and it's still under review, or at least it was as of the date that he had advised me. That he also, it says, contact made in the field with the property caretaker, and they're maintaining the property and has all materials to paint, so they're working on it. And so he recommends amending the case.
I'm having some problems with this. Let me tell you why. Why, if we're going to demo it, why would we need paint?
The shed.
The shed was already demoed last time, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what the minutes say.
Does it say that in the minutes?
Yes, it says Mr. Stenson stated he was in contact with the property owner and the shed had been demolished. However, the other violations can...
But without permit, so they have... I'm sorry.
Okay, if that's the confusion, I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, that, I believe that was what was being indicated then, that it was demoed without a permit. So now the permit's being obtained, they applied for the permit, and then these other things of maintaining is what he's indicating, that they are maintaining. They have the wood for the repairs.
So they're going to repair the house?
I'm trying to fill gaps where I don't know if I have enough facts for you on that.
Yeah, I don't know whether I have enough facts to do anything but continue the case.
That's what we're asking for.
Good. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to continue the case until the September meeting, which is 9/10/15. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion by Mr. Harrington and second by Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. All right, motion carries. Okay, thank you. Sorry, that's what you were asking for. I'm too confused to do anything else with that. All right, we took care of case number five. Let's move on to case number six. CEB 07-15-34, Myron Licton. At 960 Magnolia. Anyone present? All right, we'll look from staff, please.
As we met on this case, we discovered that the case was scheduled, the property was scheduled for judicial sale on August 7th, which actually occurred. There was a foreclosure. The property is sold. It's now the property of, I have Nation Star Mortgage, even though your note says Nationwide. Okay, but yeah, I have the paper. Yes. So it's Nation Star Mortgage who was holding the mortgage, and they're now the owner. So we're really in a position of needing to make a decision whether we just continue it or dismiss and start fresh.
No one has been noticed?
No. It just happened
then
the end of the week.
We can't continue the case until you notify the new owners.
Right. Well, we're saying that or just this, if you all elected to close and we just cite if they don't get it taken care of in a reasonable period of time.
If there's no one living in the property, do they have to have running water?
Yeah, the only issue was the issue of running water. So it may be.
Although there was an issue of security in the building, as I recall, there were transient residents in there. Is that right?
Yes, and as soon as I can get contact with the
bank. And there were police issues?
Yes.
That was the matter, right?
Madam, you may recall, this is the guy that had the note that allowed him to stay, and that they were showing our staff that he signed saying, you know, basically anyone who wants to stay here can stay here, which was obviously a problem.
I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I think we should continue the case. Notice the new owners.
That's fine. It's the same effect, except having it open, like you said, may keep some leverage on those issues.
Right. Is it secured?
No. No, the building is not secured. And the picture that you're seeing now is from yesterday.
And recall, we had the dilemma of having these approved residents, so we really didn't have the means to secure it at that time because of this authorization letters for them to stay. So that changes, obviously, with the new ownership, and so hopefully they'll be more cooperative than the prior owner was.
Do we need the city to secure the building?
At this point, probably what the city needs to do is make sure we notice the new owners and see what the new owners intend. And inform them on the things that we need done.
All right, so my...
Yeah, we're overcomplicating this thing.
Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to continue the case until
the
new owners are properly noticed. And we'll hear this case again on 9/10/15. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I didn't second. I've been trying to say something.
I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
I'm a little bit concerned.
So we'll have a discussion.
Here.
We've got a motion. We'll have a discussion.
I'm a little bit concerned here. This is the second time, and maybe it's normal, but you're bringing in the things that are not listed here as the violation. If the violation is no running water and you list it there, that's fine. If you have other things, why aren't they listed? That's the second time now, and that bothers me because we could bring in the whole kitchen sink then. If we're not going to rely on what we're giving on this agenda, I'm not comfortable with that. I mean, some things change. Yeah, the place could have burned down
right. In
the meantime
right. Or
something that was not foreseen, but to bring in things like is it secure? If it wasn't secure, I don't know how far.
Well, actually, last month we talked about these issues,
but they're not on this.
Yeah,
it really doesn't make
are.
A difference. You don't have the proper owner in front of you.
Right.
So
now
we're
going to notice
at this
them.
Point.
Right. But
we
I'm
have
just
to get
saying,
the proper owner in front of us. That's
I'm saying,
next step.
Is this a trend that we're going to have? Not putting the complete violations. On here? I hope not, because I'm really not comfortable with that. If somebody comes in here and they're in violation, that's what they're testifying on. That's all. I mean,
yeah, I appreciate it.
Cino is right, and that's.
Yeah, we don't have the proper owner.
Yeah,
we could do one of two things: dismiss the case and have them bring a new case, or continue the case until it's come back with a proper owner.
Okay.
That's all we could do.
A motion to continue the case.
Okay, we do have a motion to continue and notify the proper owners of the violations and continue till next month. So do we have a motion?
So
all right. Do we have a motion by Mr. Jones? Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, let's move on to our new cases. Case number CEB 08-15-36, Eric Stack at 380 Jefferson Street. Respondent present. All right, Mr. Sykes, what would you like to tell us? Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Denzel Sykes with the City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. My credentials are on file with the City of Daytona. This is a case for 380 Jefferson Street. There's been no contact at all, and there's been no progress. And I'm asking that we find them in noncompliance next cutoff.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Sykes? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, September 2nd, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. All right. Motion from Mr. Harrington. Second from Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Case number 8. CEB 08-15-37, Brandy Renee Colon and Juan Alberto Colon at 554 South Seneca. Respondent present. All right, staff, please.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is this property is actually now in compliance. It's unregistered and licensed vehicles on operable vehicles on a property. Because of the nature of the violation, staff is asking for finding of compliance and finding of noncompliance and compliance dismissal. So basically, the will fine.
A will fine.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions? The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent previously in noncompliance but currently in compliance and for any future violation be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $5,000 per occurrence.
And the case be dismissed.
And the case be dismissed. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Second. Smart has motion. Mr. Harrington, the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
I guess a good question. I'm just reading the face of Mr. Garcia, and I hadn't really thought much about it, but just a thought. If we're dismissing the case after we make those findings, does that have the effect of does that invalidate the findings?
No, you found them in noncompliance.
Okay.
So at that point, it's a repeat violation if it comes back again.
Right. And there's nothing further.
No.
Okay. So, yeah. That,
so it's okay.
I agree.
The case was in noncompliance.
Right. That's what we said.
Dismissed.
Okay. I agree with that thought. I just needed to hear it.
Dismissed. Right.
No, dismissed and closed, the same thing.
Okay.
Well, I mean, quite honestly, now that you said it, if we were coming back on the review and we dismissed it at the review, it wouldn't change the findings of compliance and noncompliance. So that's what we're...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't change the initial finding.
And the will fine is still in effect.
Yes.
If something happens again.
Yes.
Everybody clear? Okay. All right. Case number 9, CEB 08-15-38, Seneca Land Trust, care of Osprey Foundation, at 601 South Seneca Boulevard. Anyone present? All right, Mr. Garcia.
Mr. Garcia indicates this property is across the street from the prior property, and it's the same situation. It's now in compliance, and he's asking for the finding of compliance and noncompliance.
All right.
Noncompliance and compliance.
Any questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent previously in noncompliance but currently in compliance and for any future violation be returned to the board for at a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $5,000 per occurrence and case be dismissed?
Yes.
Such a motion?
Second.
All right, Mrs. Himes made the motion. Mr. Harrington, the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, let's see what else we have now. We're on to case number 10. CEB 08-15-39, Gerald T. Titus at 395 Gulf Boulevard. 394 Gulf Boulevard. Respondent present. All right. We'll hear from staff. Mr. Jackson.
This property is before you for finding of compliance and noncompliance. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. He has reported that the property is currently in noncompliance, and he's asking for for you to make a finding of noncompliance and give him to the next cutoff to come into compliance, and I tend to Mr. Reckonzone for any factual questions.
Any questions for Mr. Reckonzone or Mr. Jackson? Discussion? Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance in order to respond come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is September 2nd, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 11 is in compliance.
Right.
Case number 12, our last case. CEB-08-15-41. I think this is Leonard M. Giuliani at 205 Congress Avenue. Is the respondent present? Come up, please, sir.
Oh, that must be a typo.
Yeah, would you state your name and address for the record and be sworn in?
Yeah, Leonard Giuliani, 205 Congress Avenue, Daytona Beach.
Okay.
Can you raise your hand, sir?
Do
you solemnly swear or affirm that the
testimony
you're
about to provide is
the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, we'll hear from staff first, and then I'll give you a chance, sir.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this property is before you for peeling paint. The for finding of compliance or noncompliance on the violation of peeling paint. The inspector is Cliff Reconzone. Mr. Reconzone reports that the property is still in noncompliance and asks for next cutoff for it to come into compliance. He indicates that the house is partially painted. It's been that way for some time. And so he's giving until next cutoff date to bring it into compliance.
All right. What would you like to tell us, sir?
I just want to say that I've been working on the property. It's I live there by myself.
You do live there, sir.
Yes, I live there. Uh-huh. And I shouldn't say by myself. My girlfriend lives there. But I'm doing the work myself. I don't have any money to hire anybody, but I've been working at it. And I'll tell you, in this heat, it's hard to work out there for more than about 3 or 4 hours a day. And I'm just doing the best I can.
How much have you done?
I'd say probably more than half. When I first got the notice, I was a little miffed. But then I went out there and looked at it. I says, you know what, it really does need painting. So I've been working on it. And I can tell you why I haven't complied, but it probably sounds like a bunch of excuses. But that's what happened. My girlfriend's been in the hospital for like 21 days in July and in August. And that's taken up a lot of my time, keeping me from painting the house. And she's still...
Do you have the paint?
Probably not all of it that it would take to finish it, no. I know...
Would you like to say anything?
I'm going to pull them to the side afterwards. I found a location that I'll give them paint.
That's good news.
Okay. Yeah, that'll help a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you can get the paint, would you be able to bring the house into compliance by next month? Would be September.
I can sure try. The problem I'm running into is right now my girlfriend's at the doctor. Every morning she has to go and see I'm trying to describe what her condition is, but... She was in Halifax Hospital for put stents in her heart, and I guess where they went in, they had complications, and she's got all kind of problems, and so she's on seeing two doctors.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
One of them, she's got.
We understand that it's a serious condition.
Okay. But how much time do you think it would take you to complete it?
Well, I mean, 30 days might be pushing it. If we can maybe make it 60 days, I'll make every effort I can. I was hoping the weather could cool down a little bit and get out
there. Well, it's probably not going to cool down.
For 6 to 8 hours.
So, you just got to, you know.
Yeah.
It's Florida.
Right.
So,
right.
Any comments from the board?
The next cutoff date will be September 30th.
The next cutoff day is September 2nd.
Well, the cutoff after that is September 30th, so that's almost October.
Okay.
That's in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent. Would you like to say something?
Oh, I was
going to
say
okay
that. We didn't
you
have a problem.
Okay.
Yes.
The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the September 30th or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. So please get with Mr. Reckonzone because he. So we have that motion,
yes,
do we?
Yes, so moved.
Mr. Smart, do we have a second? We have no second.
I'll second.
Mr. Harrington, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed, motion carries. Please get with Mr. Reckonzone.
Give a shot.
I didn't hear that. Because he may have found a place that will help you with paint, and it gives you basically 60 days to...
She's got 7 weeks.
Yeah, 7 weeks to get it painted, and I think that that's generous. So please make every effort to do that. Thank you. All right. Yeah, 9:30. Okay. Yeah, well, that's just the cutoff date for the October meeting. Okay. That's it. So you understand.
Yes.
By the end of September, that needs to be done.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Is there any miscellaneous business?
Just one thing.
All right.
For Mr. Harrington, not as a nothing to argue about, but just clarification, because Steph kind of wanted me to clarify. You had asked if we add on, and I don't think that that's becoming a practice or has really been a practice, but what has been a practice is that it's very common for the staff to, the board to instruct or magistrate, when we had magistrate, for issues of protecting the property, whether it's boarding it up or whatever else that we need to do. And so I think that's really what we were talking to in that case, or in general, those after effects. And you're right, they're not compliance issues. And it's really up to the board whether it's some reason to continue, and I'm sure we can hear from Mr. Cena on that, continue to deal with those as far as, outstanding if indeed the violation is remedied.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in this case, the one that you were concerned with, it wasn't really remedied yet officially.
Which case, the running water case?
Well, I don't want to go too much into cases. I don't
All
think
right,
Mr. Cena like
Tony,
me too.
What I do want to do to ask you though is that you're out there, you guys are out there on the, out there in the field. If there are situations where something that we can do to help you, for example, if you think a building should be secured, and you want to send an order directing the city commission to, or asking the city, we can't direct them to do anything, asking the city commission to allocate the funds to secure someplace, please let us know.
Yeah.
This board can help you. What we do not want is anybody drowning in pools like happened in the county.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
So, but if we don't know about it, we can't help you.
Right. And you have been doing that. That's really has been the practice of the board, and it's worked well for us. We've had a couple of situations where we're able to look back at the prior, or it may not have been in the order, but it may have been expressed. And it's just that supporting instruction, because as you say, you don't take the position of ordering it, but just authorizing it and instructing.
Right.
And so that authorization has helped us in supporting the next step.
Even if it's not listed as an item, for example, if it's something that's a health, welfare, or safety issue, bring it to our attention, let us come up with an order and to help you, because we don't have any problems down the line. Because that's part of the board's responsibility, is to enter any orders they deem appropriate to further their activity here. And certainly making something safe would certainly be under the purview of the code board.
Because ultimately these are really nuisance cases. Right. And the remedying resolving the nuisance issue is kind of the whole picture of the purpose of the board, but centered on the specifics, just as you point out. We need to be able to point people to what they got to do, but then also we can recognize what we need to do to help the process to protect the community at large, the health, safety, and welfare issues.
But I do kind of share Mr. Harrington's concern in that we have been admonished as a board to only rule on what's in front of us.
Yeah.
So we just need to make sure that that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, even though securing a building may not be in front of us,
right,
that's something that we can still do anyway, whether it's in front of us or not. if it's a health, safety, or welfare issue.
Right. Okay. That's fine. Mr. Smart?
Mr. Harrington said what he said. I said, yeah, that could be a problem. But I looked at this particular case that we're examining here. If Mr. Liston had continued to own this instead of the bank taking over, and if he had, instead of allowing people to come in...
Hold on one second. Can we discuss this case?
No.
No. We can't discuss the case.
In general.
Can discuss in generality.
But if, you know, we'll say you've got a situation where, you know, you're allowing people to come in, you know, running water would be an issue. But if you preclude other people from coming in, the no running water wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. I think the point was made by Mr. Sino properly, and again, this is just now us having general discussion, that, you know, what we have to look at is in a circumstance when an ownership change hands, we really don't know what's happening at the property. And so we get an owner in to tell us what they're doing. And we don't have an owner before us in the case that...
Yeah, the law is very clear. Once you change ownership, you are required to notify the new owner.
Absolutely.
Until you do that, you have no jurisdiction over the case.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, any other comments?
No.
Business?
No.
We're good.
Someone in the audience? We generally don't, unless you had a case before us, we don't generally...
I have a case before. I just want to ask a question. That's all. No.
Do you want to ask, can ask Mr. Jackson the question?
It's a simple question. Nothing bad. I want to know, who do I go to when you have a lot to be cut? They cut my lot.
Just get with Mr. Jackson or
no problem.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll take care of it for you.
I'm going to do a different approach.
All right. Meeting adjourned.